Three Mexican citizens who are present in the U.S. illegally have been arrested in conjunction with the kidnapping and sexual assault of a 15-year-old girl near the campus of SMU, Breitbart reports. All summer, Central American children caught at the U.S.-Mexico border have been trickling into the Washington, D.C. area, sent to live with relatives in Latino communities. Now they're descending in mass on the region's public schools, bringing an array of problems that school officials are scrambling to address. Ripped from distant worlds, most of the new students speak no English, and some are psychologically scarred from abuse by gangs or smugglers, reported the Washington Post. Four illegal aliens from Mexico received a lengthy prison sentence for kidnapping, torturing, and raping a group of illegal immigrants at a stash house near the South Texas border, read another Breitbart headline. I could go on with dozens of very recent stories about the societal cost of unhindered illegal immigration. The cost to both our society and to those coming here are massive, often paid in human life. And yet, these headlines are also common. Democrats not serious about border security, and La Raza president done waiting demands Obama give executive amnesty to 8 million illegals. Political movement-wise, the country appears divided, but I don't think our people are. Republicans should explain how uncontrolled illegal immigration leads to increased crime in your neighborhood, takes resources from your child in public schools, and lowers your wages for entry-level and lower-skilled jobs. Put it in personal terms, and a majority of the country will support Republicans who are serious about proper reform. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.